Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 54. I'm a bit tired this week. Some of you might know why if you were out with me last night, or if you were at my gig on Wednesday or my gig on Thursday. Yeah, it's been a bit of a week. Well, I've got a nice big loud noisy one for us all to jump around to. I could run through what we've got today, I've got it all written down, but really, I think we should just crack into the music. I got this earlier on this week from the band, obviously. And this just starts off quite nicely. This is a lovely little tune by the Statler Project, and it's called Your Opinion, My Opinion.
We'll be right back. My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's The Spin On Podcast.
Brilliant. That was a Statler project, in your opinion, my opinion. You can find out about their stuff by going to their MySpace site, which is myspace.com/thestatlerproject. That's S-T-A-T-L-E-R project. They're from Glasgow, and they've got an album on iTunes. So go along to isthissingonpodcast.wordpress.com. There'll be a little iTunes button for you to push. Right, this track I'm going to play you next, I got it ages and ages ago, and I listened to it, and I thought, it doesn't fit into any of the episodes that I was putting on. But tonight, it fits just brilliantly. This is Dirtbag Love Affair and Keisters.
Come on now, you hooligans, how much can you drink? Let's go, you hooligans, let's go walk the streets. Come on, all you ruffians, we're going out.
Just what you need when you're really, really knackered and it's Saturday night. That was Dirtbag Love Affair and Keisters. I'm sounding quite good tonight, aren't I? Almost professional. You can find out about their stuff. They're American. They're They're an American band, and you can find their site at www.myspace.com/dirtbaglove affair. And they're playing tonight. They're playing, yeah. Playing a show in Richmond. So there you go. So their Twitter feed says on there. They're all over the place. Red and blacks they got, and that's all. Well, they're on iTunes as well, so that's another little, there'll be another little button for you to push. Right, now next is a band called Saw Sound, and this has got what's his face in it? You know that bloke, that guy from Coloured Lines. Remember him? Guy cut from Coloured Lines? He's in this band. This is Saw Sound and Back at 6 a.m.
سلام نام شریف است و شما میشنوین به نیک تن در Is This Thing On Podcast.
Well done, Sharif. Oh, I should really sit up, shouldn't I? Sorry, I'm so tired. I'm just slouching. I just recorded a great big rambling bit then, and it made no sense. So that's the chair doing that. That wasn't me. Yeah, that was Source Sound. Go to their website, which is sourcesound.co.uk. Very pretty site. Takes a while to load, but it's very, very pretty. Now, Paul, the wonderful Paul Lane came over this week, and I gave him a different mic, and it didn't work out as nicely as I planned. Well, I'll get the hang of it, but the sound quality is not brilliant. Not fantastic. But you can hear what he says, and he's very, very enthusiastic this week. So, it's that time of the week. Right, now, after a few technical problems, we're now cooking with gas. So it is now that time of the week again, Paul.
This thing is on.
This thing is on.
Yes, 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 yes. How are you, Nick?
I'm fine, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Very well, very well, very well. Looking forward to telling you all about a rather wonderful band I've stumbled across this week. A band called The Chase, who are from Portsmouth. They've sent me their album, which is called Ever, Never or Now. Which is a 10-track album. Fantastic stuff. Love it. The Chase there, like I said, they're from Portsmouth. They were formed in 2004 originally. They've had lineup changes, all that stuff. And this current lineup's been together since March 2010. The lead singer, Michael Turvey, he plays guitar and piano as well. He's 22 years old. He writes the songs. He's co-produced the album as well. They recorded it in Southampton. And their cover and letter that they sent with the album said that they were influenced by the Stones, the Small Faces, and the Kinks, the Stereophonics, White Stripes, Kings of Leon, and all that sort of stuff. So that kind of gives you an idea of what it's about. They've obviously done their apprenticeship of playing gigs, covering the Beatles and all that stuff. So they've gone about it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
This is their debut album, self-released, and I love it. Quite frankly, absolutely love it. Right up my street. Really, it's the sort I love hearing bands that I could imagine loving when I was 19. You know,
yeah.
Putting that CD on, swigging a can of lager, putting on my favourite shirt, getting ready for a night out with the boys. You know, and this is that sort of album. You know, it's great stuff. The opening track, One More Time, actually reminds me a bit of the Arctic Monkeys in its feel and its kind of urgency. And apparently they open their live shows with it as well, so it's a good one to kind of kickstart everything. There's a nice meaty sort of riff, kind of glam rock meets Oasis feel to a track called Losing Control.
Mm-hmm.
Got a big chorus, nice driving rock and roll feel to it. And there's loads of highlights on this album. I could go on about it for ages. I probably will. There's another track, Walking With You. Which reminds me very much of a track that I love called I Wouldn't Believe Your Radio by the Stereophonics. That kind of acoustic rock feel to it.
Yeah.
It's like the Stereophonics mixed with Noel Gallagher at his most sort of anthem type.
Yeah.
Real, you know, the orchestral sort of anthems that he's written in the past, you know. And apparently,
sort of Richard Ashcroft, would you say?
Yeah, there's that element in there. Yeah. Oh, Dickie Ashcroft, God love him. Apparently, Mike Turvey wrote this song when he was 16 as well, which I'm, you know, quite impressed with. It's good uplifting stuff. There's another track, One Day, which is another anthem, has a real Seahorses feel to it.
Oh, right,
okay. That's a name you don't hear much of these days.
No, not at all. I quite missed the Seahorses, actually. Yeah, I love that album.
Yeah, they made one album and then disappeared. But, again, anthems, that's the kind of theme here. You know, there's either the real uplifting anthems kind of, you know, if you went and saw them play live, it would, well, in the old days, it would have been cigarette lighters in the air, but now it's mobile phones in the air, you know. But that kind of, the big sing-along anthems, that's what they specialise in, these guys. There's either a real swagger to what they're doing, or there's that kind of tenderness. They mix it up nicely, you know. The track that stands out for me, and the track that I'm definitely going to play, is called Staged Reality. It's the fifth song on the album. It starts off with a nice acoustic sort of bluesy riff, and it's quite commercial sounding. There's good the backing vocals give it the chorus a nice lift, and then it just kicks in to with the electric guitar just belts in, and it gives the song another lease of life just at the right time.
So it sounds like Creep.
I Yes, to a degree. It's
like,
yeah.
Like you're describing to Creep, the way, you know, it starts off nice and tender or whatever, then it goes bang.
To a degree, it's got a lot more, I'd say it's a bit more uplifting and a lot more swagger to it than Creep, is it? It's just, I've just listened to it and it just, it's life affirming rock and roll. It does what rock and roll should do. It gives you a spring in your steps. Mm-hmm. If you listen to it on your iPod, I guarantee you'll be walking like, you know, with a real swagger listening to it. It just gives you that, what rock and roll should do.
It gives you big balls, Paul.
It gives you big balls.
That's
it,
right.
To be honest with you, I'm not going to piss about, this song is fucking brilliant. Excellent. I love it. Absolutely love it.
And what's it called?
It's called Staged Reality.
Okay, and what's the name of the band again?
And the band are called The Chase.
The Chase. Okay, brilliant. So we should be listening to that now.
So yes.
Underneath, but kind of muted.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if you want to hear the full thing, go to their website, which is
www.thechase-online.co.uk. So go along to that website. It's a nicely put together website, and there's all the links there to their Facebook and MySpace and Twitter pages as well. And you can hear all their stuff on there.
So you reviewed this on Unplugged the Jukebox?
Yes, review will be up. I haven't read it yet, but I mean, you know, it will be up, and yes, there will be a review on there. And I'll be hopefully doing more articles on the band as well, because I really, really like them. So yeah, on unplugthejukebox.wordpress.com. You'll be able to read more about The Chase, because they're bloody brilliant. I really, really like it.
Lovely. Is that all we've got today?
That is all we've got today.
Fantastic.
Because this band was so bloody good, I didn't think I'd you know, be able to do anything, any justice, really. I just thought, look, I'm going to talk about this, because this band are great. What I will say about them, it's a great album, it's well packaged, and it goes back to what we were saying a couple of weeks ago about Mutant Vinyl.
Yeah.
In that, it came with a lot, there was business cards, there was a well written letter, and it wasn't a generic letter, it was written to me, you know, and they mentioned the website and everything, which was fantastic. So, and there's plenty of contact details on there, so there's no excuse for me not to get back to them. You know, again, there's email addresses, there's the MySpace address, there's the Facebook, there's the website, there's a mobile number for Mike as well. So it's all there. So, and that's what bands need to be doing. If they want people to get back to them, they've got to give them every opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. We've stressed this before.
Yeah, we have, and I'll stress it again, because, you know, people need to know. The one thing with what they did send me was that there was a sheet of paper with all the track names on it, and they did about one line kind of summaries of what was going on in the songs, which I think there's a danger that you read that and it kind of, some people might make up their minds for them.
Yeah, it's funny. I found that listening to other podcasts, that sometimes what guys do is, if they write too much about themselves,
yeah,
the person that's playing their music will just read that out.
Yeah,
and I don't always like that, because you can tell if they played the tune, they go, they're describing the tune, and they go, well, according to the band's website, they are blah 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 blah, and that's not really what bands want. What bands want are nice little quotes from people, but if the bands give too much away, then it also means that the podcasters or radio, if they get played on local radio as well, so I've heard it on local radio, I've heard it on podcasts, they just read it verbatim. So you really want other people's opinions on what the music is.
Yeah, and you want quotes to use. And the lads from The Chase, I hope you're listening, because you can use this for a quote if you want. Your album is blinding, and Staged Reality is one of the greatest rock and roll songs I've had in a long time. So, hats off to you, chaps.
Fantastic.
Paul Lane, Unplug the Jukebox. There you go.
Brilliant. And we've been talking about having a special Unplug the Jukebox podcast.
Yes, yeah, which would be great. So we're going to play all the bits and pieces, all the bands that we've talked about and what they're up to.
Kind of a catch-up.
Yeah.
A catch-up on what we've done so far.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So. All right, well, that'll be coming up soon. And, catch you again next week. Right?
Looking forward to it, as always.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Ta-da. Well, he loved them, didn't he? He loved them, did that, Paul. Right, so go to Paul's website, which is unplugthejukebox.wordpress.com. I should be seeing Paul tomorrow because I'm playing... I'm playing quite an important gig tomorrow. I'm playing a gig at a place called The Brook in Southampton. And this is going out, hopefully it will go out. This podcast is going out tonight, which is Saturday night. So look, if you're in Southampton tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, for God's sake, come and see me. I'm on first. It's a big gig. I'm trying to impress the promoter because the promoter's quite a kind of big shot. Manager, band manager, music artist, whatever you want to call him, manager. And I've got a horrible feeling no one's going to be there to see me. You know what it's like? I normally do these open mic things, and I've got my own gigs that I do with the Pure Acoustic a lot. We're just sort of playing in pubs and all that sort of stuff. But this one's a proper music venue. The Brook's one of the top, probably the top three. There's three good venues. There's the Brook, there's the Joiners, and there's the Guildhall. And the Brook's, you know, like up there. So I'm up playing there tomorrow. And, you know, pressure. But I don't like it. Anyway, hopefully, I'll tell you how it went next week. But, yeah, I'm a bit nervous. I am a bit nervous, a bit anxious about it. Because there's a few other little bits and pieces going on with it. I've shared the set with a mate of mine called Chalky Gravel. And his drummer from his other band. Oh, yeah, we all do lots of different things. Oh, excuse me. And, yeah, I had a bit of a crisis of confidence about this gig. I was offered it ages ago, and I said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And I thought, oh, no, I'm not going to get anyone to come and see me if I do it on my own. I really don't think I will. So I said to Chalky, look, you know, do you fancy doing half of it with me? Because I do this, I play bass with Chalky sometimes, and we play as a kind of duo. And last week, we did, it was just the two of us, and then his drummer turned up with a little kit, and we had a little bit of a jam along at one of the pre-acoustic nights. And we said, oh, why don't we do this? So I'm sharing it. I'm doing like three songs of mine and three songs of his at the Brook. And I think really what I should have done, I should have just done it on my own because I've kind of complicated it now. But anyway, what's done is done. So I'm a bit anxious about it. I'm up in London tomorrow afternoon. I've got a family commitment thing. And I've got to shoot back, drop my daughter off at the station, and then get ready to go and play this big gig. So, I am a bit anxious about it because it's quite big. But it'll be over by 9 o'clock. That's it. I'll be all finished by 9 o'clock and that'll be it. I don't have to worry about it. And I've got work. I'm not working next week, so I'm off all next week. So, anyway, what have I got for you? Oh, I know.
Hi, this is Solme Dahlstrom and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On Podcast.
Now, is this thing on?
Okay, is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Okay. Hey everybody, this is Solme Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick's Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm gonna do it again. That's the one he's gonna use.
Just the boy who likes to tease. Tell me, baby, what is it you want from me? Is this thing on? Is a podcast from Nick Tan of the UK. This is Alan Wentz. That is Wentz. And I hope you enjoy this lovely podcast from Nick. Cheers.
Cheers, Alan. And that was... Who was that? Sorry. That was Salmi Dahlstrom and So Delicious. That's from a new album. And you can get that on iTunes. And you can also go to our website, which is salmidahlstrom.com. I shall spell that for you. But of course I shall spell that for you. It's Salmidahlstrom. But there's a link on the website, isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com. I've just rambled for bloody ages, honestly. I've just deleted it and started again. Suffice to say, I mentioned that I was out last night with some web friends. It won't mean anything to anybody, or it might mean something to a few people, but I want to say hello again and dedicate this podcast to Helen Cairns, Roz, Four Star, Breeks, Just Resting My Eyes, Electric Spectre, Swine's Head, Fiona Mayhem, Vaughn, and the only person who was there that I didn't speak to, but that was just a mistake, is Hemfrew. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Hemfrew. I saw you there, and I thought, oh, I must go and talk to him, and it just didn't happen. But anyway, all you guys, it was lovely meeting you last night. Now, I shall dedicate this song to you. This is by a great guy called SRM1138. All us people with our web names. And this is a fantastic track. This is called Iron Lung Blues.
Veronica from BoobyWednesday.com. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and BoobyWednesday.com has all of your updated info on self-exams and prevention. Hi, this is Veronica from BoobyWednesday.com, and when I do my self-exam, I always listen to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On?
So should you all. So should you all. Right, that was Veronica from Booby Wednesday, BoobyWednesday.com. And thanks to all the Booby Wednesday people that are now subscribers. Nice to have you on board, guys. Lovely. And that was SRM1138, who is a diamond, does lots of retweeting for me. Very, very nice. And he is on this really long website. It's called 500 Pound Canary, and that's 500 as a number and LB as pound. 500poundcanary.com/SRM/albums. But I'll put a link on the website. Is this thing on podcast.wordpress.com? You've got another 2 weeks, I think. You've got this week. You've got next week and a little bit of the week after, I think, to get your emails in to win those free albums. Go to podcast number 50 on the website, isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com. Have I said that a few thousand times? Yes, I have. Go there. Go to podcast 50 and you can win actual CDs. I've got them here. So there's instructions on how to do it. Go there and you can win CDs. Even if you enter now or you enter sometime next week, as long as I get them before the end of the month, you are in with a chance, because I'll put all the entries into a hat or box probably, or look at them or something. Just decide. Completely arbitrary, and you might win. I'm getting sent lots of CDs at the moment. I've got the new Cherry Blue Storm CD, and it's bloody lovely. Lovely it is. Gorgeous. Right, now, a few weeks ago, that Mr. Paul Lane came in and reviewed a band called The Lost Boys, and we didn't have their track. Didn't have their track at all, but he sent it to me this week, and it's lovely, and it fits in with the whole theme of what I'm doing this week, which is picking some music that I want to hear here and now. That's the theme. I don't have a genre that I play, or do I? Do you think I've got a genre? Send me an email. If you think I've got a genre, or you think I play the same kind of music, or whatever, let me know. I try and keep it, you know, I try and mix it up a little bit. You won't always like what I play, but you won't have heard it before. What the hell? Anyway, this is The Lost Boys and In My Sleep.
Twitter.com.
Yes, follow me on Twitter. Big on Twitter, I am. That was The Lost Boys. Why can't I hear myself? Oh, I've turned the volume down. That's right. That was The Lost Boys. And a nice little song, that, called In My Sleep. You want to go and find out about them, you go to myspace.com/official official The Lost Boys. I've got a MySpace site. In fact, I've got two. In fact, I've got three, but we'll only talk about two. So, yeah, follow me on MySpace if you like. I don't really like it very much, but it seems to be the thing to do. I've got my artist page, which is MySpace /NickTan. So come and be my friend. And if you want to join with me on the podcast has got a site up there as well, which is myspace.com/isthisthingonpodcast. So come and say hi on there, and I'll come and say hi back, and my browser can crash and it can all fall apart and everything. Anyway, what the hell? Now, I wish to address something. I made a mistake earlier on this year. I was sent this track by this nice lady called Irene B. And when she sent me this track back in February. And back in February, I'd sort of just started to kick on and get the podcast going properly again. Well, not again, but get it sort of, you know, running really well. And advertising out a lot and putting more effort into it. And I think it went once a week around in February, March time. And she sent me this email with this track. And I sort of said, oh, but you're signed to a label. She said, well, it's an indie label. It's an independent label. I was like, no. I only play independent people. But I can't do that anymore. And many of you will know that a lot of the people I play are on little indie labels. I wanted to be just all unsigned people. Don't worry about being on labels. Just do, you know, and being a bit purist. Being a bit up my own arse, actually, to be honest with you. But that's gone by the by now. And I'd forgotten about this. Now, this is a really nice little track by Irene. Now, there's a bit of a mix of genres on this podcast today. But I like all these genres. I mean, the Salmi one, were very Prince-like, I thought. And I'm a big fan of Prince. I don't get enough hip-hop on here, actually. If you've got any hip-hop, give me some hip-hop. I'm a lover of the hippity-hop. But I love this tune as well. This is by Irene B, and it's called Dedicated. So she's going to get an email from me later on saying, I played your track. I hope she's still doing music. I hope she didn't take it badly. Anyway, this has got a great track. This is Irene B.
Trouble you caused me to. Yeah, I cried, but it made me stronger. Confused and weak, I feel no longer. And now the truth is that I'm over you. I'm a recording artist. Now, do you feel like a star? Cause you know exactly who you are. So enjoy your dedicated tune. But who said this song was about you? This is the first time. Your wish come true. Make no mistake, I don't love you. I don't even bother to think about you. Just so you know, man, I wish you well. Don't worry, I'm fine, as you can tell. Choices were made, and that's a fact. I choose to move on, now I'm done with that. So skip all the greetings and salutations. You got your own song, congratulations. Now do you feel like a star? About you. This is the first time, and the last time, that I dedicate anything to you. Cause I meant what I said when I said what I said. This was the first time, should have been the last time. I talked myself into trusting you. So here it is, your wish come true. Make no mistake, I don't love you. No mistake, see, I don't hate you. No mistake, I don't love you. I don't love you. I don't love you. No mistake, I don't love you. See, I don't hate you, no mistake. I don't love you, I don't love you. Now do you
But who said this song was about you?
This song is not about
this
you.
Is the first time.
To buy my dad's music, go to nicktan.bandcamp.com. Please buy some. I really want to go to university.
I hope she wants to go to university. She hasn't expressed an interest yet. But anyway, by the time she gets there, probably won't be. No one will go to university by the time she gets to go. Or maybe it'll all be over by then, eh? Maybe it'll all be over. Maybe Lord Ashcroft will pay some of his bloody tax. Help us all out a little bit. All these rich people don't pay any tax. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Don't worry about these benefit cheats. Benefit cheats, getting a few extra quid from making something. Sorry, are we getting a bit political? I think we are. I'm very, very sorry. That was, what was that? Irene B. So go to irenebee.com, irenebee.com, and go and download that track. That was really nice. Really like that little track. Very, very nice indeed. Right, this is the last track before I finish. I'm going to do one of my tracks. To be honest with you, I don't know what... I think I've got a good idea what I'm going to do next. I'm going to try this song out. I haven't played for a while. Anyway, this is a great song. This is by Nina Hogan, and it's called Dead Flowers. Listen to this, and then it's me.
Across the face.
Well, here I am. Here I am in my little live room now. It's still the same room, actually. I'm just on a different input with some reverb and a little bit of EQ, extra EQ on it. See, look. Wah, 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 wah. Exciting, huh? Well, thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. I've got a few specials planned. We're going to, as I mentioned to, with Paul earlier on, we're going to do a special Unplug the Jukebox where we're going to play all the bands that we've played on Unplug the Jukebox, well, Paul's mentioned. So they normally just get played underneath the tracks, but I shall be playing them in their entirety, in their full glory. But until then, that might be next week. I'm not too sure. But until then, click on the, go to the website, isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com, and have a little click. Click on some links. Do a little clicky-clicky. Anyway, I'm going to play you a song, and I'll speak to you next week. Until you have that gig went, once tomorrow. Anyway, this is a song called You Won't See Him Again. Got the third verse there. Dreadful. See you next week. Bye.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
こんにちは、ニクさん。私はノニーと言います。ニクさんの It's This Thing On Podcast の日本のリスナーです。